The S-O-N shining in our hearts. How about you all? All right, we thank God for today. Hallelujah. I want you to stand as we start our service this morning. And we've got, as you'll notice in your bulletin, we've got several families involved where there's two different ones had surgery this week. And we want to keep lifting them up in prayer. Delita texted me this morning and said she had a knee replacement surgery on the other knee, and she said she was in a lot of pain. I think she's been in more pain for this one than she was the other one. So she just wants special prayer this morning. And Bonnie Johnson had surgery, but she's home. She had to go to Georgetown to get her surgery. And then a good friend of ours, you all remember Lawrence Brown, that came. And he's the foster son of Bobby and Anita Webster. He came here, and anyway, he had surgery, back surgery, this last week. So he's still in the Bowling Green Hospital. And they called and wanted us to come pray for him and encourage him. He's 22 years old, and the devil's not going to steal, kill, and destroy from that young man. You know what? Well, I'm here this morning. I have a big announcement to make. Are you ready for this? I'm here to announce freedom to all captives. I'm here to announce that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, any kind of addiction. And I was talking to somebody the other day. There are three things you need to do to get set free. Just three things. First of all, acknowledge that you've got a problem. But no matter what it is, be it drugs, be it drinking, be it food, be it overspending, whatever your problem is, gossip, come on now. Admit you've got a problem, number two. Then you got to realize that Jesus can take care of it. And then you just got to believe that he's going to do it. That's the three things you've got to do. But you'll never get anywhere if you don't admit, first of all, you know, I've got a problem. I need God. So I'm here to announce to you that freedom to all captives. And I'm going to be reading out of Isaiah 61 from the Message Bible, and this is what it says. The Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. Say, God anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom to all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me, say, God sent me, to announce the year of His grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion, give them banquets of roses bouquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of news of doom. Anybody here come to church to get news of doom this morning? You'll find that if you turn on your TV. Well, I'm here to tell you this is not an announcement of doom today. It's a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. We're renamed them oaks of righteousness, planted by God to display His glory. They'll rebuild the old ruins. They'll raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities and take the rubble left behind and make it new. You'll hire outsiders to herd your flocks and foreigners to work your fields. But you'll have the title, Priest of God, honored administrators of our God. Now, wait a minute, Pastor Laverne. This is out of the book of Isaiah. This is what Jesus gave to us. We are the new priest of God, honored as ministers of our God. You'll feast on the bounty of nations. You'll bask in their glory because you got a double dose of trouble. Come on. And more than your share of contempt. Your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and your joy go on forever. Because I, God, love fair dealing and hate thievery and crime. I'll pay your wages on time and in full, and establish my eternal covenant with you. Your descendants will become well known all over. Your children in foreign countries will be recognized at once as the people I have blessed. I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo and a bride a jeweled tiara. For as the earth bursts with spring wildflowers, and as a garden cascades with blossoms, so the Master God brings righteousness into full bloom and puts praise on display before the nations. Hey, you know what? That's who we are. We are the praise. We're on display before all the nations. Are you ready to do that today? To be on display? And just to let you know that Jesus commanded us to do that, he said in Mark 16, supper, he appeared and he took them to task most severely for their stubborn unbelief, refusing to believe those who had seen him raised up. Then he said, go into the world, go everywhere and announce the message of God's good news to one and all. Whoever believes and is baptized is saved, and whoever refuses to believe is damned. And you say, well, are you sure he told us to do that? Well, let's go to Matthew 28. And he said, and Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave this charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, making them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I've commanded you, and I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up until the end of the age. Now, I tell you what, church, as we come together to praise and to worship him and to magnify his name, we are free. And if you're not free, you need to be free, because God's commissioned you to go out and to pray for others, for them to be delivered and be set free. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let's praise him today. Yes.
You started today talking about believing that God can do it, and basically God can take care of it for you. Well, yesterday, I'm a firm believer, when God wants to hear something, you see it. I saw one of those signs that said, if God's all you have, you've got all you need. And, I mean, that's what that reminded me of. So, I mean, you just, whatever it is that you run across, I believe the message gets there, you just have to look for it.
Amen. Are you ready? Let's go. Amen. Come on, church. Hallelujah.
Every praise
to our God.
Every word of worship.
One accord.
Every praise
to our God. Is to our God.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory hallelujah
is to our God.
Every praise
to our God.
Come on, New Life, help me sing it out and take it up right here.
Every praise
to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Every praise to our God.
Is to our God.
Come on, y'all. Sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory hallelujah
is to our God.
Sing every praise
to our God.
Let's take it up one more time here at New Life. And every praise
to our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Say every praise
to our God.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
Say glory, hallelujah.
It's
to our God.
Every praise
is to our God. Well, here's my favorite part, and it goes like this. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, my Savior.
God, my Savior.
God. and every word of worship with one accord. Say every praise.
Take a minute, and then we're going to go right on in, continue our praise and our worship with no interruptions, but I want to say happy birthday to my daughter. Miriam, let's sing happy birthday to her. Come on, one of her children. I won't say which and get her in trouble. Said sing happy birthday to her. You ready? Just give me a...
Oh, what?
Happy birthday.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthew. Happy birthday to you.
Amen, everybody. All right, amen. Glory to God. Let's praise him now.
Let's not.
Amen.
We're not there yet.
You're not there yet? Okay. Come on, church. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen, amen. We also want to keep remembering Miss Cheryl. She called me yesterday. She's with her mom in Texas, and keep praying for her sister. Her sister is still in intensive care. So we've got families going through a lot of things, but God is faithful, and he's going to deliver and heal them. Amen.
You know, before you go any further, Nana, I want to give this church, I want to have a testament for this church. I know there are people that have left here and go to another church. But yet and still, it seems like every time that there is something going on in their life, they call this church to pray for them. That is a testament for a new life in the nations. Amen. That is a testament for our pastors for teaching the way they do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name.
You are so amazing and we bless your name.
Come on now, church.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Beyond compare, Lord Almighty, King of Kings, I will be praising you everywhere. You are faithful in everything. with the sun in all your ways. Forever we will sing your praise. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare, never changing, always true. I will be praising you everywhere. There is no one else like you. Magnificent in all your ways. Forever we will sing your praise.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
Hallelujah, come on.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Marvelous are you, excellent and true in everything you do. Hallelujah, Lord, glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Glorious in power, faithful every hour. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty God. Amen. Come on, church. Don't be quiet before the Lord this morning. Keep praising and magnifying Him. Hallelujah, because that's where your victory is this morning. Amen.
Rising in my heart it is. There is a dance rising.
That's happening right now in the name of Jesus. To the people here, Father God, to all the people that's gone through so much this last week, the hurt and the pain and the surgery, Father God, to come out on the other side, you're right in the midst of their fire. Thank you, Father God. And we're going to come out of this thing with not even smelling like smoke, amen, because of the fire of God, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
From singing your praise, How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. For I know my Savior lives, and I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the song you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I how amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing
you. Hallelujah. What a message to the world is that we're loved. We're loved by the King. And he loves us so much that there isn't anything going on in our lives that he can't break. Do you believe today? Whatever. whatever it is, you know, you know, it's easy to look at somebody else and say, well, you know, they don't know what I'm going through. Jesus does. And there any a problem you've got, it may be family. It may be something in your life you're just trying to give up. And you're trying to quit. God says, I can break every chain that you feel like that's holding you back. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You to put one more song before we go into the offering. A Soul on Fire. Okay? Are you ready for that one? I tell you what. When John the Baptist was beheaded and they brought the news to Jesus, the first thing that Jesus wanted to do, he left everybody. He was trying to find a private place. Because he knew who John the Baptist was and knew the power of John the Baptist. And he was hurting and grieving. And the crowds were just so overwhelmed and so much need, they followed him. And the Bible says, and when Jesus looked forth, he had compassion. You know, church, if we don't have the compassion, we won't get anything done. It'll just be words. Compassion means that I've got the message, and I love you. God loves you. He wants to set you free. We've got to have compassion. We can't be judgmental. We don't offer condemnation in this church. God didn't set us here to judge anybody, because Jesus said, I came into the world not to judge them, but to love them and to set them free. All the world will judge them, and their poor choices may judge them. But our job is to point them to Jesus Christ and become and to reconcile them to Christ. You know, what are you doing all week long? Everywhere we go, is that what we're doing? Are we just being a praise to the nations, as Isaiah 61 said? You know, to the best of our ability. Amen. We got to have a soul on fire. You ready? All right. To come up and take up our offering and just thanking God that, as I said, the spirit of poverty has been broken over the people in our church. They give and God blesses them where they need it. It may be in their family, it may be in their finances, it may be in their bodies, but God blesses those who give. And I thank you, Father God, for that. Come on over here, Kim. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your mighty power flowing. As we continue our worship and as a people give, Lord, because you've blessed them and they're sowing their seed and they're giving, meeting all the needs in their lives. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
I
Sure.